Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this segment, 8:30 to 9. And alhamdulillah, today we have Hazrat Mulana Musa Akudi Hafidhullah. Remember, the date today is the 14th of Shaban, 1446. Let's welcome Mulana Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Hazrat Mulana Zaid Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, it's been a long time, Mulana. We got a bit worried there. We thought, we hope Mulana is not abandoning or boycotting us. That's the word they use now.
Yes. No. Marcus Sahab is close to our heart.
Alhamdulillah. Yes. Mulana, how's everything on your side, your health, everything?
Alhamdulillah.
Mulana, today is the 13th. In fact, it's the 14th of Shaban, and Gregorian is 13th of February. Over the past few days, I'll just inform Mulana, there's been much talks that we had and interviews on the 15th of Shaban. Also, Mufti Sahib is going to speak now in the FIQH program also about it. That's from 11 to 12, inshallah.
Okay.
And so there's much talks about 14th. They have Valentine's Day, and that's Hadith. That is to put in the dustbin, to put in the, we call it the relief centers, where we go relieve ourselves, flush it down. And then we have the pure, and that is this beautiful month on the whole, Shaban, leading to Ramadan as well. Other than that which has been said, Mulana, what can Mulana inform us today, inshallah?
You know, the most important thing is the value of time.
Si.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a noble Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Imam, the honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, Mulana Zahid Sahib, you inquired, you know, you were saying, what can we say, knowing that these beautiful occasions are here on our doorstep? And that is the value of time. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the oath of time, wal asr, by the oath of time. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath of something, I mean, that is very, very significant. Now, Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi, he said that if only this one surah was revealed, for the hidayat and guidance of mankind, then this one surah would absolutely have been sufficient. And that is Suratul Asr. And alhamdulillah, every mu'min knows Suratul Asr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the oath of time, innal insana lafi khusr, mankind, and generalized, all mankind, they are at a total loss. Innal ladina amanu wa amilu salihat. So except those who bring iman and they make amalu salihat, they work righteous deeds. So when we speak about all mankind at a total loss, today we'll look at the entire world and we find that everybody places an emphasis on this material world, right? And we know very, very well that these ayyam that came in, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, and mention the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you will find Allah uses the word yawm many, many times, and the word layl also in the Quran and Majid many times. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, the day he created the heavens and the earth. Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun, the day when your wealth and your children will not avail you of anything. You know, and various other ayat you read in the Quran and Majid as you're making tilawat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines very, very, very important things pertaining to ayyam, yawm al-qiyamah, the day of qiyamah, yawm tub'athun, the day when you will be brought to life. Now, everything is a matter of time when you speak about days, particular days, right? And when we're speaking about mankind as a total loss, man in the world today places his emphasis on finance, on material aspects, on enjoyment, you know, on eating luxuriously, you know, like Mufti Shab says, and it, I'm sure every listener of Marqas Sahaba may have it on his tongue, you know, wine, dine, and for us it's not swine, but for the non-Muslims it's swine, you know. And so the whole life revolves around that, you know, exquisite food and just in beautiful clothing, and the whole life revolves, lovely cars, you know, transport and flying from this destination to that destination, and ocean cruises. And the true reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And we have not created jinn and men for any other purpose except that they make my ibadat. So we have been created for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is done. This is what it is. Why did Allah ta'ala send us into this world? You know, and so you'll find that you'll hear the name Zuckerberg, and you'll find the name very frequently now, Elon Musk, you know, and all these tech giants, Amazon, you know, Bezos and all of them. Their one aim and object, when they describe them, even on international media, they would say, you know, billionaire so-and-so, and millionaire so-and-so. Oh, these are the titles they give to these individuals. Now, you know, I came across a very, very, very good statement. When a person, in spite of all the wealth he has, he's miskin. He's a poor person. You know, miskin ibn Adam, the son of Adam alayhi salam, you are a miskin. Are you miskin? What type of a miskin are you? You know, markabuhu janaza. He's going to be his vehicle and his conveyance. You know, a person can have a state-of-the-art vehicle for over 2 million rand, a Lamborghini or anything like that. In the end, when they take him to the Kabristan, they take him in a janaza. And there are how many people, you know, they take him in a janaza coach, a burial vehicle. And, you know, he's placed into that covered aluminium place. And he's got a hard platform at the bottom. And then eventually, when he goes into the qabr, siyabuhu kafan. His clothing is kafan. There's nothing that you can distinguish. You can come from any part of the world, you pass away here in South Africa, or you pass away in any other country. There's three pieces of white material, a calico. And then you are shrouded in that. And that is your clothing. That is your hakika. That is your reality. So, thiyabuhu kafan, markabuhu janaza. Then he's going to be in a janaza. And then what happens is, after that, firashuhu turab. You know, his bed is going to be the sand in the grave. I've been on occasions to the Kabristan in icy cold winter. And the mayit has been picked up from a plush suburb. For a man may have all the amenities at hand, it's all the comfort that you can think about. And here, we're placing him into the qabr, and this night he's going to be spending there in the qabr. You know, his face is tilted towards the Kaaba Sharif. And then they place the planks at an angle over, right, in the recess. And then everybody comes and they start throwing the sand. Minha khalaqnakum, we have created you from the sand. Wa fiha nu'idukum, we will return you into the sand. Wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra, and we'll take you out from the sand the second time. So, the reality is this year, that man who was sleeping in plush comfort and top luxury, if tonight in the grave, you know, was icy cold and just on the bed of sand, firashuhu turab, you know, that's what the haqiqat and the reality is. And then you find that is it is also mentioned, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angels, and the angels will question him. Depending on the life that he lived on this earth, to that degree it will be easy for him to answer the questions. And inshallah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what, Allahumma sabbitna ala al-qawli thabit, you know, keep us steadfast on the right, you know, the terms and the words that we have to say in the qabr. Then when he's asked to us, mar rabbuk, then we will say, you know, my Rabb is Allah. And that is evident because, you know, we when we go into ruku and sijda every day of our lives, you know, for when we read our salah, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We speak about the Rabb. And then when we go into ruku, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. When we go into sajda, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So this is a continuous phase in our lives. And how many thousands of times we said, you know, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my Rabb. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mighty, the magnificent. So when we call out this year all the time in our lives, then it will be easy for us to say, my Rabb is Allah. Now, we make it the incumbent, the duty upon ourselves that every day we send durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what type of a life would we have been leading? Where would we have been? Look at the thousands around us in Europe and, you know, the Far East. You know, there's some worshipping stones and some worshipping idols. And some worshipping statues, some worshipping fire, some worshipping the shaitan. You know, I mean, that is also a reality. All these people who are in high power, I was reading that they dedicate their lives to shaitan. And they do certain rituals. Like if you look at the Illuminati, you know, and the Freemasons, then they have a certain rituals that they commit, you know, at certain times. And sometimes it may be sacrificing of human, you know, or little babies and drinking of blood like the vampires and all this type of thing. So every day we read Surah Yasin in the morning. You know that a person who reads Surah Yasin, his needs will be fulfilled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there, Alam a'had ilaykum ya bani Adam, Allah ta'budu shaytan. O son of Adam alayhi salam, had we not taken a covenant from you, that you must not worship the shaitan. So the mere fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that in the noble Quran, it means that satanic worship takes place. You know, and you get so scared of our children that now the field is wide open with media, you know, with their cell phones, that they can delve into these particular subjects on black magic and all these type of things. And you know, one of the things that is also mentioned on the 15th night of Shaban, that Allah will not turn His gaze of mercy to a person who is involved in sihr and magic, you know, black magic. And al-kahinu sahir, the one who foretells, who looks at the stars, and they make deductions from the stars and all those type of things. And like then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-kahinu sahir is like a sahir, a magician, was sahiru al-kafir, and a sahir is out of the fold of Islam. How often do we not hear that, hey, you know what, so and such a Muslim is jealous. And I mean, you mean, sharri hasidin idha hasad. For those particular reasons, these Quranic ayat were revealed. And then a person says, you know, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Then people are jealous. They can't see you in good, you know. And it happens a lot amongst the women folk, so they say. And then they resort to black magic and all these type of things here. So they are also not looked at with the gaze of mercy. So they take assistance from the shaitan. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ أَحَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. They do not take a covenant from you, O children of Adam alayhi salam, that you must not worship the shaitan. So the shaitan worship is something that actually takes place. So, you know, in the Muslim ummah, whoever is involved in this year, we give them that nasiha, that, you know what I mean, make tawbah from that sin. And then go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight and cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our shortcomings, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then for those people who are afflicted, then they must resort, you know, to the means of ruqyah, the recitation of the noble Quran. And inshallah, this can assist them also and put their entire trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, there are so many amils also who have made this a business. You know, it just came into my mind. That's why I'm speaking about it here. And, you know, they charge exorbitant rates. Somebody will phone me up and tell me, do you know so-and-so in Benoni? Or do you know so-and-so? Yeah, they want 30,000 rand, or they want 40,000 rand for certain things and like that. So you must just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all these afflictions. So one of the things that is mentioning also is this devil worship. So you'll find that, you know, people in the world now are involved in all these things, and success is termed in the amount of finances you have and the type of life you live and the circles in which you move in. But in reality, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba al-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, there were great awliya that passed, like Bishri Hafi, Rahmatullah alayhi, you know, who walked barefoot on Allah's earth. You know, there were so many of the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sufficed of very, very little, but their hearts were full with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was their life, basically. They were dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they all understood the true purpose. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, and mention the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, so you have these important days that come in our lives. And I you know, when you speak on this occasion, you will say, you know, our listeners, our honorable listeners, say, this is a season. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about Ashhari Hurum, you know, the sanctified months. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with the month of Rajab. Now, when these are sanctified months, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even told us we must make a dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, and let us acquire and attain, get to the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, I mean, last night I went to a mayyat, you know, of a boy, of a young person that I knew very well. He was in hospital and below the age of 40, and he passed on into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so you're going to, you'll find that just a day before Ramadan also there's a mayyat. Now we're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, oh, I got so much shortcomings in my life, so much weaknesses. Ya Allah, give me barakah now in the month of Sha'ban where I'm here. And Ya Allah, let me at least get to Ramadan. And now when you do it with this eagerness, then we're not going to throw Ramadan away. We're going to dedicate ourselves in ibadat in Ramadan. And now just a message to our women folk. You know, I tell them at home as well, we must not center our life in Ramadan around food. But I think from my deduction that Ramadan is a month in which we eat better and we eat probably more than in any other month of the year. The delicacies that are on our dastarkhan at the time of iftari, etc., is absolutely amazing. And then, you know, the eating after the Tarawih Salat or anything like that, scrumptious, beautiful meals and everything. So the true purpose of Ramadan must not be lost. You know, so we must give our women folk also the opportunity of making lots of ibadat. I mean, we tell our women folk, finish up eating sehri time at least 10 minutes a little earlier, keep a little water or maybe a little date on the side 15 minutes earlier, and then start making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Because that is the time, you know, the time has been mentioned in the Quran and Majid for Laylatul Qadr also. You know, Salamun hiya hatta matna'il fajr. It is peace until the break of dawn. So that specific time has been mentioned regarding Laylatul Qadr, until the break of dawn. So that until the break of dawn, we have that opportunity to cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how fascinating, how wonderful those quiet moments are, when the family is sitting and each one is supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, you know, you have your alarm go off a minute or two before, and then you drink your last few sips of water. and then you make your niyat, you know, that you're entering into Rozas, how fast, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how beautiful it will be. So this is the essence, when the Surah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, he mentioned 3 months. Rajab has got the month of Laylatul Mi'raj, right? And in Laylatul Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the gift of Salah. All the other commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were given here on our planet Earth, whether it be fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun, whether it be zakah, whether it be hajj, you know, watimul hajja wal umrata lillah, all these commands in his various forms, everything was given on this earth. But there was a special invitation when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in plenty difficulty, in grief, in sorrow, in sadness, and to cover it all up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the mighty, glorious, great invitation to his arsh, you know, in the Sidratil Muntaha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there, you know, ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha, his gaze didn't sway in any direction. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the gift of Salah. And you know in Mi'raj, how many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go to and fro, when Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah couldn't even manage just 3 Salah. So we got to ask ourselves, how many Salahs are we punctual with? And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this beautiful gift of Salah. Something that you can never ever compare to anything else. No nation in the world has been gifted with a worship, with an ibadat like Salah. Some hold their hands together, some stand in front of the fire, some stand in front of idols, and we stand on a blank musalla. We face towards the Baytullah to get the divine connection with the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that falls on the Baytullah, no matter how far away we are. And then we make an intention and we raise our hands and we say, Allahu Akbar. But prior to going into the state of wudu, make sure that we have ritual purity. You know, Hadith Akbar and Hadith Azhar, we are not in need of a ghusl, so we are apart from that. And then we are not in need of wudu, we make a wudu, you know, we purify ourselves, we enter into a state of wudu. So there's no other religion, you know, I mean, hundreds of them committed zina, and then they go onto their platforms and they say, no, the priest is going to forgive us our sins. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim, you know. So in any case, what happens basically is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah. And then we go into ruku, we stand up in coma, and then we go into sajda. And then even in the last rakah, when we turn our faces towards the right and the left, I don't think, you know, Mawlana Zahid, that there's any ibadat, you know, that can compare with salat, because every portion of the body from the head to the toe, you know, prior to salah in terms of ghusl, and then in terms of wudu, you know, even the mouth inside, you know, is washed, is miswak is made, even the nostrils water is put inside, you know, and then after that we wash our faces and everything, and then we make massage of the head, and every part of our body has to be part of the salah. And then when we go into salah, every limb, you know, every organ of the body is basically submitting in full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ibadah is so unique that Allah ta'ala gave the command of it in the heavens, and yet we do not value this ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, like the other day I was just saying that it's like we go somewhere and we buy a remote control car, a nice big one, we bring it home, and the child throws it in our face. He says, Daddy, I didn't want this here. I don't know why you brought me this here. You should have brought me this. And how sad you feel that you went out of your way, you earned your money so hard, and this is the appreciation you get. And now when the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned with the order of salah, you know, we should be embracing it. It's so great and so wonderful. We're actually flinging it back, you know, so to say, but with our actions to say we don't appreciate it at all. And so many of us don't even read salah. And there are others who read one salah and they're waiting for the next salah when it's going to come. So these are the times of ibadah. And then Allah Ta'ala blesses us during the month of Allah barik ma fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Allah Ta'ala, He has given us this night. And Mufti Sahib has spoken so much about it. Last night somebody gives me tells me, Morana, just listen to this, a clip of Sudeis. And Sudeis says there's no such thing, you know, as the virtue of this particular night. So these people are driven to take away a'mal and the love of Allah from our hearts. I can say it openly, you know what I mean? To come down on lesser and lesser and lesser a'mal. You know, so, and we, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try and encourage to do more a'mal. That Allah has given you this opportunity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghfiru fi hadhihi al-layla, forgives in this night. Bi adadi shahri aghnami bani qalb, equal to the number of hay that is on the cattle, the animals of the tribe of Banu Kalb, with lots of animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us, you know, and Allah ta'ala is going to, He calls out to us, Allah mustaghfirin fa aghfir Allah. Is there one who seeks forgiveness that I may forgive him? Allah mustarzikin, is there one who seeks risk that I may grant him risk? Allah kaza, hatta yatlu al-fajr. Is there anybody in need of such and such a thing? Allah is putting the request forward. We just got to go ahead and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we mustn't be misled by these people that came into existence 100 or 150 years back, you know, with the creation of the Saudi dynasty, as they may call it. We must go back, you know what I mean, to the pious Aslaf, the true Aslaf, you know, and how they held this night in reverence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah barik ma fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And in Ramadan, Allah ta'ala has given us that, oh, we just look forward to this month. And inshallah, each one make this commitment that every morning I'm going to read one para, at least one para at night, so I can do two khatams a month. I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to keep fasting with my eyes and my ears and my tongue, everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with another night here known as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. You know, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Today people buy Bitcoin, something they say, hey, it's going to 10x, 20x, 30x. But you know what? Laylatul Qadr is 1000x, you know what I mean? Laylatul Qadr min alf shahr. So you can imagine how much there is on that night for us to also gain. So Allah is calling us, these are the days of Allah, to come back to Him if we had wandered away, and make ourselves good Muslims and to make dua for the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His rahmah, give us the tawfiq and the strength to make ibadah, and forgive us all for our shortcomings. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wan wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, for that beautiful message. Make dua for us as well tonight. Don't forget us. And take us by name if you can as well. For, of course, not everyone, but of course, for the entire ummah, and then also those whom you can remember, like us, who need the duas as well. As well, make dua for Palestine and all the different places, Sudan, which is suffering. And we could discuss that on another day also. Ramadan in these areas, what must be Ramadan like? We have everything. We are struggling to twist those samosas, but they have absolutely nothing to twist, or they are still trying to find their homes in the rubble. So Allah make it easy for them as well. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.